29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name's Tommy.
And I'm Henry.
And the squeaky chair.
Oh, who's that?
Who did that?
Oh, jeez. Oh, don't look at me.
Oh, golly. This is the last garbage episode.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's garbage.
I don't think it's garbage. This is the last
combination.
This is the last combo episode. You know, right now it's kind of a bit of, it's a bit of like, you know, it's just kind of a bit of, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of a bit of that.
Say it, son.
Yeah, thank you. I just did.
So this is the last
Full combo episode of Dark Side of the Tomb.
Because I'm killing Henry.
Yep, and also because next week will be the first airing directly following Dark Side of the Tomb of Bright Side of the Poo. So
I'm really excited.
You should catch that.
And both of us will still be featured on both hours.
We're going to take, well, that's something that you really should know. But really, we're just going to take all the fun out of Dark Side of the Tomb, leave the cool in there, and inject that fun right into Bright Side of the Poo. It's kind of like yin and yang, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If we're getting spiritual with it.
And I think also since the next hour, since it starts at 10 p.m., we can also like be a little more loose with it.
Oh!
Like we can
oh, you didn't say that. Oh, you don't tell me that. Oh, Lord.
We can do a little more what we want. We can say what we want without a big brother watching.
That's freedom of speech for you in this country. Jeez.
Exactly. Well, why don't you tell them who this episode is dedicated to?
This episode is dedicated to former Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro.
Free my man. Did you know? He is at the same detention center. We can't call them prisons anymore.
As Luigi Mangione.
And 6ix9ine, the rapper.
I heard about this.
And
P. Diddy. Diddy. Was there too?
Yeah, Diddy. Yeah. Who else is there?
There were a lot of. I think Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Is that where.
That fellow's dead.
Is that where he was being kept?
Probably at one point. I think they like to keep a lot of the high profile ones in one space, like Arkham.
Well, that's what everyone's saying. It's like
I know, right? I didn't come up with that. Oh, I got revealed. Oh, I really tried to be like a funny guy, but
I hate when people do that.
There's no originality left in this world. That's why Kurt Cobain killed himself.
That's true.
Also to sell more records.
Exactly. Also because, you know, if I was married to Courtney Love.
But her last name is Love.
Well, that's a misnomer. Oh, that's really nice. The little heart was just made in the studio.
Yeah, I should have done this one. Like K-pop.
Oh, K-pop. I visited South Korea, and the entire time, anytime I took a photo, I did this. It's if you can't see.
So I thought
it's
you went to Japan.
Is.
You're getting that confused. That's
no, I went to
fucked up. Oh,
no, it's fine. It's fine. I went to South Korea in 2019.
Oh, before the pandemic or during?
Yes, no, before, buddy.
Okay, I was gonna say they let you in.
Although, okay, I always argue with my mom about this. She says that she had COVID in 2019. Maybe. I tell her that's not possible.
Maybe your mom just got it.
I think she just likes
just to get it over with.
I think she just likes lying. She won't listen to these episodes anyways. Oh, okay. So, anyways, this episode is dedicated to Nicolas Maduro. Henry has to cough, so
yeah, I do.
I'll just say the first song that we are listening to is "The Power of Independent Trucking" by Big Black.
Thank you.
We just listened to Wish by Nine Inch Nails, and before that was The Power of Independent Trucking by
Big Black.
Henry's kind of being lippy with me.
I don't consider myself being lippy with you at all. I don't appreciate that. But listen to this.
Yes, we can heal this nation.
Remember Obama?
Is that Obama? Is that Obama?
It is Obama. See?
Oh, you have the Obama app.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh, I need to get that.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you have the Obama app. Yeah, you don't. Oh, I...
What is this? That effing bird that I hate? You have the effing
good
bird
reference,
that I...
Good reference, bro. Good reference, bro. Okay, but let's be serious right now. I mean, like...
I would love all over Trent Reznor's body from Nine Inch Nails.
Trent Reznor, are you listening?
He has 6 kids.
Oh, well, how many wives does he have?
One. She's Filipino.
Good for Trent Reznor, I guess. Yeah. And her. And
well, you like Filipinas.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, you had a gay Filipino on your Instagram too. Oh, Henry is really quite a cultured individual. Well, actually, I was watching a video recently, and it was like one of those internet. Scary internet videos.
Oh, those are really scary. Actually,
because I'm white, so
and a loser. I mean,
you've watched them too, buddy.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. And it was actually about this videos, these videos that this guy had taken of someone stalking him. You've probably seen it. It was like, I feel like 2011. And the guy was gay and Filipino who was stalking him.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Those are interesting details about that one individual. I fear that I'm being stalked on occasion. Do you ever fear that?
I do, but I think that's because I experienced psychosis.
Really?
Well, religious psychosis.
Oh, boy.
I know.
I mean, good for you. I mean, hey. Oh, geez. No, what? It's okay. Nothing. I just thought I was going to
sneeze. Who's stalking you?
I'm not being stalked. It's just I have a new enemy on campus.
Oh, yes.
I told you about this. I don't want to air it right now. You know. But, you know, geez, watch out for kickboxers. Beat you up.
Well, I already have, like, 10 enemies on this campus, so...
Really? 10 enemies?
10 enemies. Well, I wouldn't say enemies. No one's my enemy, necessarily, but there are a few people that if I could hit them with a car, I would.
Hey, you know what they say? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And you do.
I keep them very close.
Oh, yeah, better watch out.
Exactly. Well, and also, being in psychology... Like, I'm really good at knowing how to psychologically torture people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of, like, what I'm trying to do in this new year. Yes. Henry's going to cough again.
No. No,
it's okay. A burp.
Yeah, actually, that...
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's burp. Anyways.
Do you know about Incredible Gassy?
I do know about Incredible Gassy. Did you see the like, child that got dressed up by her parents as Incredible Gassy?
What? No.
You haven't seen this?
No. Can we look this up right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay,
I should have sent it to everybody. I can't believe I didn't send it to
everybody. Everybody go Google this right now. Child dressed up.
For Halloween.
The first thing that comes up is child dressed as a fart. How do you dress as a fart?
That's actually kind of close, though.
Child dressed as Incredible Gassy. If you don't know what Incredible Gassy is...
Don't worry.
That's okay.
This probably may be a good thing.
This little boy is dressing up as a fart cloud for Halloween on the Today Show. That's what it came up.
That's not it.
Ooh, can look, I see
look
it?
Okay. I'll show it to find it. Oh, what's that?
I don't... It's my my screen froze.
Oh,
is this
no,
it?
That's good.
That's a grown man. That. Oh, here's another one. There's a lot of Incredible Gassy Halloween costumes. Here's the kid who was a fart again.
Nice.
This is also... Farts are really funny if you're a kid.
I think farts are funny now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you are a kid. Well, please send me that
if
video.
I find it, sure.
Yeah, I'd like
anyway,
to see
speaking
that.
Of farts, up next we're going to listen to Tower of Power with their song, There's Only So Much Oil.
Oh, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. The time
radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on TFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
That was the most awesome promo that I have ever heard.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't believe we haven't played that one before.
So basically, everybody else's promo stinks. We stink. Nothing can be as cool as that.
Let's all kill ourselves.
Can you say that on live radio?
I think so.
If somebody killed themselves after hearing you saying that and their parents blamed you for their suicide?
Wouldn't be the first time. No, it's okay. I think it's okay.
Okay.
We just listened to Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil, which Henry does not want his name attached to.
Well,
the Lord
I just
knows
like
why.
More fun than that.
That is fun. That's 80s classic.
80s classic. You know what they did in the 80s? They elected Ronald Reagan.
Well.
And, well, actually, no, Margaret. Never mind. But yeah, they elected Ronald Reagan.
When did they elect Thatcher?
I think in the 70s.
Well, everyone was like coked out. So.
Ooh, and they had Quaaludes.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we allowed to talk about drugs like that?
Well, we're not promoting them. You can't get Quaaludes nowadays.
I love that.
I dare
guy.
You
know
to get Quaaludes.
Of that guy, he's like this dude. Back in the day, they had the best Quaaludes.
I think so. I think
like
I know
this,
that.
And like starts like crying, and he's like, he's awesome. Let me find that.
They don't have Quaaludes anymore.
I know they got rid of all. They stopped making them.
It's like how they banned
because they were so good.
Menthol cigarettes in Canada
and some parts of the states.
Not in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Jersey
Shore.
I love Jersey. But yeah. That's so... You know what? I'm going to smoke cigarettes whether they taste like mint or not, okay? That's the thing.
Why don't you just, like, get a cigarette and then wrap it in, like, a mint leaf?
I don't...
Or, like, get, like, a cigarette and, like, get a mint leaf and, like, just rub it on the cigarette a bunch.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's try that next time.
Yeah, let's try that.
Let's... I think I know what we're going to do today. I have no idea what song is next. Do you?
Nope. But I found a video of the guy. This guy.
Oh, he looks like Peter Griffin.
He does look like Peter Griffin. What is this next up song? It might be... Maybe it's Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets.
Well, if we played that song in this episode, that'd be a good guess, but I don't think we have.
Maybe it's, Oh, is it Spike Jones?
Oh, actually, I think it's SNFU with... Yes, it is. Coming up next, look at that. I remember. Wow. Coming nice. Up, because this is, next part's kind of like the Canadiana section.
Oh,
okay?
I love Canada.
But coming up next, here is SNFU with Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump.
Shape of a prairie pride. and ropes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. Aryan nations and hammer skins. If you wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform.
And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms. This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making the history worth being proud of and start fighting a real fucking enemy?
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all and let a Norse god sort them out.
We just listened to Propagandy with the only good fascist is a very dead fascist. And that one goes out to our good friend Sam.
Oh.
In the band.
Sam, in the band. Yeah.
He loves Propagandy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We're supposed to have a lot to talk about right now. With this, so. That's kind of rude to our listeners, but whatever. I don't even care, dude. Whatever, dude.
But yeah. What do you think about the whole Venezuela thing?
Are you asking me? Who are you asking?
I'm asking you.
I don't even know anymore.
Henry's thinking about how much he misses Quaaludes.
That's what I think about the whole Venezuela thing.
I think if we brought back Quaaludes, I don't think that would have happened.
Yeah, that's why Donald Trump is invading Venezuela, or has invaded.
Does invade.
Well, what were you saying earlier about Donald Trump?
Well, I don't like him.
Oh, yeah. But earlier you were saying, yes, you official announcement from the Dark Side of the Tune cast and crew and just the two of us. We'd like to announce an official fatwa against Donald Trump. So,
did you write that down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, goodness. Yeah. But it's true. It's very true. Did you know I knew this already, but like it seems to be becoming more and more confirmed that he wears a diaper.
He wears a diaper?
Yeah,
well,
he does.
You know, they make you wear a diaper in the military, too.
Really?
Yeah, I have an inside...
Well, do you crinkle?
I don't know if they crinkle in the military.
Hey, I would not put it past some of those guys. You ever been over to RMC? Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I avoid it like the devil.
Well, my stepsister goes there.
Oh,
I know.
I'm
She's
sorry.
Not really my stepsister anymore, though, because my mom broke up with her dad.
Oh, that's funny. So she's just a girl.
Yeah, just a person.
Oh, well...
Well, she's not really a person to me.
She's your stepsister as in your mom's child.
No. Oh, she's so older than me.
She's not even related to you.
No, not by blood at all.
Oh, then she's nothing.
No, she's just a person in maritime engineering.
But yeah, no, I don't... RMC, the number of...
Well, you would get hate-crimed.
Well, that, but also the number of men who have propositioned me who go... To RMC, not to toot my own horn or anything.
No,
I'm just saying there are a lot of gay men who want to sleep with people, other men.
Okay, are we surprised?
Like me?
Are we surprised?
Me? Oh well, no.
Shut up.
You're too kind to me.
Go to a Turning Point rally, and your friggin' grinder is gonna go off.
Yeah,
okay?
We all know about this statistic.
There's also a surprising amount of like lesbians in the military. Which
that
is not that surprising.
That doesn't surprise anybody.
But
I find the guys in the military. I mean, it's just I guess they had got the right. I don't understand.
Yeah, can we take it away from this?
Not gonna lie, I don't get why. Well, no.
First of all, I don't get why people go to the military. Let's just preface that. Yeah, because Canada's really at risk right now.
Well, you kind of are. What if Trump wanted to invade?
See if I care.
We're on the front line here.
See if
Houston.
I care.
See if I care. You want to be invaded by Donald Trump?
No, but. You know, I think it would be more like every man for himself. Like, that's I would, awesome. Like, set up camp and, like, start grilling crickets
or
something.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm setting up camp in the tower. Or, the tower of Queens. And we're just going to take those Americans.
Oh, yeah. Bang! Well, all Bang! Of my hours on Overwatch as Widowmaker.
See, that's... You played Overwatch? That's really
I played
gross.
A lot of Overwatch.
Yeah. Well, we all know that Overwatch wouldn't exist without an infinitely superior video game.
Can you be quiet about TF2?
I'm just saying.
I am so tired.
I'm just
about
saying.
Goddamn TF2.
Widowmaker.
You
know what?
You probably played
Widowmaker's the French one.
I didn't play
sniper.
Widowmaker, okay?
The sniper? You know what?
I played Junkrat.
Widowmaker is based on Sniper from TF2.
Oh my God.
And Widowmaker doesn't even have bottles of pee that she can throw at
Pita.
People. Pee. Urine.
Oh.
Girardi.
Oh.
Yeah, you throw it at spies.
Well, you're like the guy who would play like those like... jail role play servers on Gmod. Like, you play like Gmod.
I never got those. Were boring. Those were really lame and boring. Yeah. I like to have fun on Gmod with my one friend.
Yeah, of course you played Gmod.
Well, I mean, I did on occasion with a couple of my friends.
Yeah, there we go. Caught him in the act. You played Gmod.
Yeah, and you played fucking.
It's fine. It's past nine.
It's past nine. You played flipping. I don't know, some freaking. Whatever.
Well, right. I've.
You played that weird ass card game.
What? Oh, Balatro?
That one? I don't know. Probably another one, too.
Balatro is respected and loved.
Okay. There you go. Look at that. Everybody loved Tommy.
Yeah, exactly.
Hate me.
Well, we did. I was privy to some news about someone that I was involved with. And how they are taking the whole not being around Tommy.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
I just told you about that. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I'm like a drug. The perfect drug.
Keep telling yourself that.
Someone's following you. That. Well, it's true. Look at that. Look at... Anyways, no one knows what we're talking about.
Whatever. Next up is...
the best song ever. Flat Boy Slim?
Fat Boy Slim.
Flat Stanley?
Fat Boy Slim with the Rockefeller Skank.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. Funk Soul Brother, right about now.
Right about now, the funk soul brother.
about now. Funk Soul Brother.
Right about now. Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. Right about now, Funk Soul Brother, check it out now, Funk Soul Brother, right about now, Funk Soul Brother, check it out now, Funk Soul Brother, right about now, Funk Soul Brother, check it out now, Funk Soul Brother, right about now, Funk Soul Brother, check it out now.
It's all here. There isn't any, there isn't any, there isn't any, there isn't any, there isn't any part. There isn't any part. There isn't any part of the past. 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 Part of the past. Part of the past. Part of the past. That isn't. That isn't. That isn't. That isn't. That isn't with. That isn't with. That isn't with us. 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 There isn't any part of the past that isn't with us. Thanks to electricity. Thanks. To electricity, thanks to electricity.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Okay, you just listened to exclamation point K number 10, Electricity, by, who is this, by Peter Hanan and Christine Duncan and Henry...
Polish last name.
Oh, that's kind of rude, actually. Henry Kucharczyk and Rick Sachs.
Can't forget Rick
This Sachs. Is off... Peter Hanan's seminal 2012 work, Hanan exclamation point K.
I really like it.
Yeah.
We
actually
just found it.
I think we are in the process of trying to schedule an interview and maybe
yes.
full album deconstruction with Peter Hanan in the next couple of weeks, because this is I think an underappreciated piece of Canadian music, you know?
Yeah. That was some more CanCon.
It is.
I really
so
like that.
So don't get mad at us, radio station. We're doing our part, eh?
Hey, there's like so many noise artists at this radio station, okay? They gotta like that. So that's
exactly,
in the same
exactly.
vein.
I consider myself a noise artist.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
Oh, Henry's gonna make some noise. You heard it here first, folks. That's Henry's new noise outfit.
Yeah, actually, that's a sneak peek of my upcoming album, Henry Deconstructed.
I really like that. Henry Hanan.
That's not my name, but you have the idea.
And we're actually coming to the end of this episode. Can you believe it?
Jesus, please. I mean... Some would say about time. Some would say, can we get it done a bit sooner? Some would say, what did I just listen to?
Can we turn this off?
This
can we kill Henry Walker?
I know some people who might want to talk to you about that.
Oh, wait, and some kickboxers.
Some kickboxers, too. Look, all I can say is that...
If people don't want to kill you, you're not doing something right.
It's true. All I'm going to say is that I personally don't consider morality and religion inseparable.
Yeah, same.
You heard it here, folks. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm right, you're wrong.
Left power.
Are you allowed to say that?
Oh, I feel this is a left-wing show. Well, we play things like Democracy Now.
On this show?
On this radio station.
Oh, that's because we're a... That's because...
This is the voice of the students, and we are students.
I like Democracy Now. That's who I listen to for my news.
No, same, yeah.
Although,
well, actually, I listen to NPR.
What's her name? NPR's about to get destroyed. Trump's about to blow up.
What? I really like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Amy Goodman is probably going to pass away soon, though, because she's kind of old. Oh. And I don't know who's
going to PBS is gone, too.
Yeah.
Well, you were a big PBS kid.
I was more CBC kids, TVO kids.
What was on TVO Kids?
Pretty much everything that was everywhere else, although stuff, you know, like Giselle's Big Backyard?
Yes, I loved Giselle, because yeah, I was a Treehouse kid.
Oh, I was forbid from
Treehouse?
Only
really?
On special occasions.
Wow, Treehouse was my go-to, and I still remember the channel number for Treehouse on my TV was 220,
oh.
Which is interesting, because my home address is 2200.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Maybe your house was the Treehouse. I don't know.
Yeah, TVO, well, and I also have a Treehouse at my house now.
TVO was channel 2, so, you know, it was easy.
Oh.
CBC was channel 6.
What was channel 1? The Weather Network?
It was like the Weather Network or something.
I don't have cable anymore. Do you have cable?
Of course. Cable's awesome.
Your parents are paying a lot for nothing.
What are you talking about? It's fun to... We get the Criterion Collection.
Wah, wah. Fee you. If I was in the Criterion Closet,
Criterion Closet. I'm coming out as a Criterion Collection fan.
Oh, we're all running out of time.
I'm about to freak out.
That's okay, because we need to sign off. But first, we need to announce the last two songs.
The first of the last two songs is Electricity by Captain Beefheart.
And the last of the two songs is a new song by a Canadian electronic artist.
Wow.
Koreatown Acid.
Whoa, that's an awesome name.
Right? That's what, you know.
But what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is actually even cooler. It is Gung. So first up, here's Electricity by Captain Beefheart.
Singing through your chimney, thunderbolts caught easily, shouts the truth peacefully.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by Ethan Churchill called Big Bad Rose, a departure from the more intimate coffee house vibes of Ethan's 2022 Coffee Dates and Superstores. This single brings a raw, tongue-in-cheek rock and roll energy that just compels you to strut your stuff. And stay tuned, Ethan's new album, The Bloody Monster Club, drops January 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Big Bad Rose by Ethan Churchill now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Can't find no food. Hey, you. Come here. I've something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk. Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.